Hello, my name is David Burke. I am the creator of 12 Beverage, a chef by trade, and you can find out more about 12 Beverage at 12beverage.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. Blurring the lines between chef, artist, entrepreneur, and inventor, David Burke is one of the leading pioneers in American cooking today. His fascination with ingredients and the art of the meal has fueled a career marked by creativity, critical acclaim, and the introduction of revolutionary products and cooking techniques. I particularly like this word, I've never heard this before, culinology, an approach to food that blends the culinary arts and food technology. He's joining us today from his restaurant, which is David Burke's Townhouse in New York City. But we're going to talk about his new 12 beverage, which I tasted the Blanc and the Rouge. And David, wonderful ideas. And I would appreciate if you give us a little bit of a heads up of how you came up with the blend, citrus ginger for the Blanc and the pomegranate black currant for the Rouge.
Well, you know, we were looking to develop a beverage that was a little more adult than soda and what the sweet and iced teas on the market. So we wanted it to emulate maybe more of a wine. We made a carbonated beverage. We went after, you know, we used grape juice, obviously, to resemble what wine is made from. And then we started playing around with different juices to give it more complexity. We had peach and raspberry and all kinds of different spices and teas.
Yeah.
So you've got a really complex beverage that stays with you, and not cloyingly sweet, and that's really sophisticated. It's like sipping almost as complex as a wine.
No kidding, and only 60 calories for an 8-ounce serving.
That's correct. No added sugar. It's all natural. It's really a great drink, whether you drink it. The white one I prefer on the rocks with some a slice of orange. And the red one I drink at room temp. So the red one, again, you know, when we took some, we put some, there's some secret herbs and spices in there. But we stayed the same focus. We used pomegranate on the red and red grape juice and some elderberry and some black currant. And, you know, we sit in the lab and we go back and forth and add a note of this and a hint of this and let's spice it up with this. We need more earthiness. So really interesting balance of what we were looking for to get to the point of where something that, you would drink with a meal, you would drink as a refreshment, and it's not necessarily, it's pretty good for you.
I just love the fact that you actually have ideas, suggestions for pairing with like creamy Stilton, ratatouille, braised chicken, dried figs, beef stew, chili. This is exactly the sort of stuff people are looking for when they're coming up with ideas for entertaining.
Yeah, it's a good beverage. It's an alcohol-free beverage. People have added alcohol and use it as a mixer, but the primary focus is that you have a... almost a celebratory beverage. It's not just popping a can of soda or drinking a sparkling water. And in the restaurant business, you know, the first thing that you get bombarded with when you sit down is you want flat or sparkling water.
Yes.
You know, it's usually, and we sell lots of wines in the restaurants, but I think, you know, things are moving a little too, this is a good option to, rather than having iced tea or a soft beverage. It works great for, it's refreshing, sophisticated. Like I said, it's not very sweet.
There are so many people that feel very uncomfortable without something in their hand, like a wine glass, when they're in party situations. People, you know, they always want to be shoving alcohol beverages on you. And
that's
so,
true.
And the Blanc, which has a yellow color, and the Bruges, it has a little bit of a red color, people are going to leave you alone and think you have wine.
Yeah, it resembles wine. And again, you know, if you're drinking a Blanc on the rocks, it looks like a scotch. I was in Australia with a colleague and he wasn't drinking. And a couple of weeks ago, and we went to a, you know, we were invited to several parties, and we were cooking, et cetera. And he got badgered about five times.
Yeah.
About, you know, can I get you guys one? He said, no. How about a whiskey? No. How about, you know? And he was like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that just fits in your hand comfortably. And you know what? Believe it or not, you really, because of the some of the things I put into the drink, after a couple of glasses, you really forget that you're not having that it's an alcohol-free drink. It's got enough heat in it where it gets a little burned in the back of your throat, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So it's not like a soft drink. It's not. It's, you know, it's something that you don't chug. It's a sipping carbonated beverage that really it fits the bill for that perfectly.
Let me say, when you talk about heat with the 12 beverage blanc, you have ginger in there, which I suppose is contributing the heat, and with the 12 beverage rouge, you have black pepper.
Correct, and there's other flavors in there as well that play with your I guess your memory bank a little bit. So, but yes, there's ginger in the white. There's some black pepper. There's a little white pepper in the white one too.
Oh, okay.
So you're getting in small doses. You know, so it really takes it in a different direction. Really pleasant to drink. I mean, I enjoy it all the time.
I'm going to throw out some of your food pairings with the white. You have an onion tart, roast duck, chocolate with a drop of orange, cucumber salad, smoked salmon. Just Mother's Day is not too far off. I mean, and people could be making a whole meal with this as part of the focus.
Yes. You know, it's something that's nice to have around. It's great for the weather that's coming up. We sell it in large bottles right now. It's in it's across the country. Smaller bottles are coming out in May.
Okay.
And so the success has been very good, and it's kind of in its own category. You know, it's not
yes.
It's not alcohol, and it's not soft, and it's not cider. You know, it's
right.
It's a unique gourmet chef created beverage that, you know, I certainly enjoy. You know, we're in hot kitchens all day.
Yeah.
So for us, you know, the white one on the rocks is just, you know, and it's not full of sugar. So it's got a nice healthy touch. And for chefs, we don't want to be loading ourselves up with soda. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, after a while, you know, when we eat and we're eating in restaurants all the time, sometimes you don't want wine. You want something that's a little healthier and that's a little, but it's also not soda. This has fit the bill quite nicely.
I would imagine you should have you don't really want to have a contest, but both the white and the red have herbs, and it really comes through in a very subtle way, this herbal aromas and
mm-hmm.
flavors in the mouth.
Yes.
And I bet you that's a whole conversation people can have over a meal is, what the heck did you put in this?
Yeah, it's very complex. The white one's got some nice notes in it, and then the red one. There's also some other fun stuff in there that I thought people would like. They would really, you know, subconsciously pick up, but, you know, some softer notes that make it feel more adult, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, we had fun creating it. We're working on a third flavor right now,
okay.
Which I can't tell you what it is, but
okay.
And that should be out in June or so.
Oh, wow.
But I really enjoy doing it. It's fun stuff. You know, you start to play with the balancing of flavors, and it's really designed as to what I would personally like to drink and what I think, you know, the consumer would like to drink and what's missing out there in the market.
Exactly. You don't have any competition, to be sure. And so I've already joined your Facebook page, 12 Beverage.
Oh, great.
And on Twitter at 12 Beverage. And people can also get ideas for cocktail suggestions, vodka, rum, and ginger with the blanc, tequila, red wine, rum, Cointreau, and vodka with the rouge. David Burke, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
We will have links up for you to learn more. Really good stuff. Beautiful packaging. You'll feel very special pouring that for your friends. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.